October 2, 1938. How the kingdom of the divine will is a decree that must come on earth. How it has to sweep the earth. The Queen of Heaven prays and cries. The divine will is like the lymph for the plans. I am always in the divine will, although in inexpressible bitternesses, as if they wanted to muddy its sea. But this sea of the fiat forms its waves and, covering and hiding me inside of itself, sweetens my bitterness, gives me back strength, and makes me continue my way in its will. Its power is such as to reduce to nothing my bitterness, making rise again from within itself its life full of sweetness, all beautiful and majestic. And I adore it, I thank it, I pray it never to leave me alone and abandoned. Then my sweet Jesus, repeating his little visit, told me, "My good daughter, courage. If you lose heart, you will lose the strength to live always in my will. Don't worry about what they say and do. Our victory is in the fact that they cannot prevent us from doing what we want to do. So, I can talk to you about my divine will and you can listen. No power can obstruct this. All that I tell you about my will is nothing other than the accomplishment of our decree, established since eternity in the council of our most holy Trinity. Our will must have its kingdom on earth. Our decrees are infallible, nothing can prevent them from being fulfilled. Just as creation and redemption were our decrees, so our decree is the kingdom of our will on earth. Therefore, in order to fulfill this decree, I have to manifest the goods contained in it, its qualities, its beauties and marvels. Here is the necessity I had to talk to you so much, to accomplish this decree. Daughter, I wanted to do this, by winning man through my love, but human perfidy does not allow me. Therefore I will use justice. I will sweep the earth, I will take away all the harmful creatures who, like poisoned plants, poison the innocent plants. Once I have purified everything, my truths will find the way to give to the survivors the life, the balm and the peace that they contain. And everybody will receive them, giving them the kiss of peace, to the confusion of those who did not believe in them and even condemned them. My truths will reign and I will have my kingdom on earth, my will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Therefore, once again, let's not move in anything. Let's do our way and we will sing victory. They can do their way, in which they will find confusion and shame of themselves. It will happen to them as to the blind, who don't believe in the light of the sun because they don't see it. They will remain in their blindness, while those who see it will enjoy and show off the goods of the light with complete happiness. Jesus remained silent. My poor mind was troubled by the so many evils that invest and will invest the earth. In the meantime, the sovereign queen made herself seen, with her eyes all red, as if bleeding for so much crying. What a heartbreak, in seeing my heavenly mother crying. Then, with her maternal tone, with inexpressible tenderness crying, she told me, "Dearest daughter of mine, pray together with me. It breaks my heart to see the chastisements that will invest the whole humanity. The volubility of the leaders, today they say something, tomorrow something else will throw the peoples in a sea of pains, and of blood, too. Poor children of mine. Pray, my daughter, don't leave me alone in my suffering. May all happen for the triumph of the divine will." Then I was following the divine will and its acts, all abandoned in its arms, when my sweet Jesus continued, "My daughter, as the creature enters our will to make it her own, it makes our will her own, and we make her will our own. In everything she does, loving, adoring, working, suffering and praying, our will forms its divine seed in her acts. Oh! How beautiful, fresh and saintly she grows! Our will is like the lymph for the plants. If there is lymph in the plants, they grow beautifully green, thick of leaf, producing mature, big, tasty fruits. But if the lymph begins to be missing, the poor plant loses the green, the leaves fall. She can produce her nice fruits, so in the end it dries up. The lymph is like the soul of the plant, like the vital humors that sustain the plant and make it bloom. such as the soul without my will. It loses the principle, the life, the soul of the good. It loses the vegetation, the freshness, the strength. It becomes faded, moronic, weak, and ends up losing the seed of good. If you knew how much I pity a soul who lives without my will. I could call her the painful scene of the creation. I, who created all things with such beauty and harmony, am forced, because of human ingratitude, to see the most beautiful creatures I made, poor, weak, covered with wounds, to move to pity. And still, my will is at everyone's disposal. It is not denied to anybody. Only those who reject it, who, ungrateful, do not want to know it, voluntarily deprive themselves of it. Great pain for us.